This is the cell-cultured meat, lab-grown protein that we're talking about here. A little bit of a different product from plant-based. It's not plants that have been, you know, heavily processed and salted to the nth degree to taste like meat. These are actual animal cells that companies put through a manufacturing process to grow, to cultivate, and ultimately become a blob of tissue that is meant to resemble conventionally raised meat harvested from an animal. You notice I'll say manufactured because these are also a highly processed product. It's not being grown the traditional way, the good old-fashioned way, we would say, but they are actual animal tissues. So something that we've seen pretty interestingly in this space lately is a growing level of concern at the state level wanting to ban these products from the shelves. There are two companies currently approved in the U.S. to produce these types of products, but they haven't been able to scale it up and really make it economical yet, so you're not going to see them in your grocery store shelves quite yet. But you're not going to see them ever now in the states of Florida or Alabama because both of those state legislatures opted to ban these products from the shelves. NCBA obviously has affiliates across the country. We have folks operating in states where the legislature leans right. We have folks in states where the legislature leans left. And ultimately, at the national level, we're not really interested in banning these per se, but we are very interested in making sure that these products are labeled accurately and clearly so that beef can compete on a level playing field, on a fair playing field, with all of the other proteins in the meat case.